Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am super excited to bring you this episode. So stay tuned here. All right. So every single day I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I'm going to give you a little side story. I follow Brendon Burchard's idea. I have it taken in my own set of hands. I have a timer that goes off periodically throughout the day with different sayings of just reminders that I want to be true. So one of which is like every day at my husband's lunchtime, it says, be an exceptional wife. And it's a reminder that sometimes it's easy to like push the silence button, but it just goes off again in 9 minutes. It is the reminder that I need to keep myself in check with the best version of me. Okay. And I want to talk about my next to last timer that I have that goes off every single evening. And it says self-inventory. And I recently had changed this. I don't even remember what it had said previously, but this is what I personally needed of like evaluating how I'm feeling, what I'm doing, what am I doing to making myself feel that way? Do I need to change it? Do I need to do something different? It is truly a check-in with myself. And for me personally, it's what I need the most to remind me to actually show up as the best version of me. And it sounds like, well, isn't that what you do every single day, all day long? Well, of course, but like we're human beings and you have to ask yourself, like, am I actually being the truest version of me? Am I showing up as the real version of me? And today it went off and it was very much right after I had received a message that just felt kind of like not one that I loved. And I found myself having old feelings of negativity, old feelings of wanting to gossip, wanting to be not the best version of me. I kid you not, these timers are impeccable. They get you at the exact time when I'm like, okay, fine, I'll be a good mom, right? Those kinds of things. So today when self-inventory went out, I had just finished a team call as well. And I was just thinking the timing could not be any more perfect. So I want to maybe give you a little bit of a gut check, a little bit of a check-in, just like I had to do with myself, of asking if my self-inventory, where am I at? How am I feeling? So I feel like sometimes one of the things that we do as humans is to really like try and wait for a better story to talk about it. Maybe you have like what you have going on in your life is not big, huge, extravagant. You don't have these big goals you're really working towards. And if you have the pressure of social media, of feeling like you have to be really working towards a big goal, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, financial, like how many of you guys have seen the Dave Ramsey payoff debt? And even though that is not even close to being the norm of like your thoughts, you have found yourself being like, okay, this is what I need to do next. Cause you just feel that pressure to do what other people are doing. That's kind of where the self-inventory comes in. It's being able to ask yourself, are you showing up as the best version of you? And is what you're doing, is it blessing you? And I have found myself feeling the need or the want to skip over my feelings because I feel like they're not important enough to talk about. I feel like they are not the ones that I want to share. And sometimes when you do that, you are literally discrediting your feelings, who you are, and the little bitty steps, the things that you're skipping are what is creating the big picture story. And I talked about it with my team about how sometimes whenever you're discrediting those small stories is because you feel like no one's going to care and it's not going to be a big deal. But what you're missing is that's where you actually build the connection. That's where you learn who somebody is, what they like, those little small things that you aren't wanting to share that you feel like aren't a big deal. It may be the connection that you're needing for someone to see that you're their person. You guys, I talk about all the time, be you so loudly so other people like you can find you. This is the exact same thing. Maybe a controversial topic topic is not what you're wanting to talk about, but maybe you want to talk about your feelings or maybe something going on in your day. Maybe you're going through a hard time. Maybe you're celebrating something. Maybe you had a small win, but it's a big deal to you. Maybe you wore shorts for the first time. Maybe you haven't gone through the drive-thru in 2 weeks. Maybe one of your girls texted you and they had their first sale. Maybe somebody got their first paycheck. Maybe they had their best paycheck. Anywhere that you are in your life, especially I feel like in social selling, when you're sharing who you are, you're discrediting these small wins because you feel like they're not big enough. But what you don't understand is those small wins are the big thing for the people who are praying for a sign. Those little things that you're keeping to yourself are the thing that's going to make that person believe that they can do this too. Because here's the thing. The thing that I truly believe with all of my heart, that no one is more special than somebody else. They just choose a different path. They choose to show up as their best self. They choose to sit in their feelings. They choose to share their feelings. They choose to show up as the best version of them at that point in time. Because the really cool thing is that it gets to change, and your ideas get to change, and your dreams get to change, and your motivation gets to change, and your why is going to change. But if you aren't sharing the little things along the way, you aren't going to understand or be able to celebrate whenever those big things happen. And you're taking away the storytelling part of your story. You're just coming in and blasting the ending and expecting people to understand how you're feeling. So how does this tie into self-inventory? Well, sometimes it's to the point where you're also doing that to yourself. You're just discrediting your small feelings because you feel like those feelings are not enough and those feelings don't matter. And because you're not chasing big, huge dreams and goals, maybe you didn't hustle your face off today, you're discrediting what you had that was good. So when that self-inventory timer goes off, it's a reminder for me. I'm like, okay, but like, how did you show up today? Were you a good wife? Were you a good mom? Were you a good leader? Did you pay attention to other people's feelings? Did you show up as the best version of you? Did you take time for yourself? Did you stay true to your values? Did you stay true to what you said you were going to do? I have to recognize those little feelings so that I can have those big moments too. It's not just about having these big, huge emotional moments or these big, huge goals coming true every single day before you're allowed to be proud of yourself, celebrate yourself, be motivated to keep going and reach for bigger goals. Sometimes it's those little things are the reminder that you need that you are moving forward and you are doing a good job. That self-inventory is the exact thing that you need to remind yourself that who you are matters and what you do matters and you taking care of yourself matters. Even if the thing that you did the most today was say kind words to yourself, but you, quote, did nothing else because you didn't move anything forward in your business, you have to be able to recognize that if you don't take care of you, that small thing that you think is not a big deal that you want to push to the side or you want to act like doesn't matter, if you don't do that small thing, those big things like the goals and the dreams and the finances and all of these super pretty things that we love to talk about the most, those ones will not be real and they will not matter if you're not doing the small things. So if you're not taking care of yourself and who you are and evaluating what's important to you, what dreams you're showing up for, what goals are important to you, and it comes down to, is family important? Okay, then spend more time with your family. Is making money more important? Okay, then strategize. How can you make more money? It comes down to what your values are. And when you have that self-inventory timer that goes off, it is very much a gut check of like, okay, well, how did I show up today? Did I show up as the best version of me? Did I show up as the me that I would be proud of? And you have to be able to answer that question for yourself. But if you are not taking an inventory of how you feel on a daily basis, those little moments that you are bypassing could add up really freaking quick and you didn't even take the time to recognize how big of a deal they were. Sister, I want you to be proud of who you are, and I want you to take those small wins and recognize them, because those small wins, they add up pretty freaking quick. And that is where you get to realize who you are. That is where you recognize your goals. That is where you recognize who you are and what you have done in your journey. So I want to remind you that Your feelings are never wrong. I don't want you to wait for when something bigger is happening or more goals are being reached or something else is happening. I want you to be present where your feet are, be proud of you during this season, and don't ever think that who you are and what you are doing right now is not enough, because it's exactly what you need to be doing, and someone is literally praying for a sign to show them that it's possible. And that little thing that you are doing could be the one thing that they need for them to believe, because they will see it and they'll be like, oh my gosh, me too. So when you're doing your self-inventory every single day, I'm asking you, did you show up as the best version of you? Did you show up for your dreams and your goals? Did you choose you? And I hope you can always say yes. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.